morning. Speaking to my dad on the phone, he told me about an incident in his life 60 years ago, a story he hadn't told me before. When he was doing his national service, aged 18 to 20, he was on a troop ship in Egypt en route to and from Hong Kong. An Egyptian souvenir seller was winched on board from his little boat. A circle of soldiers started abusing him verbally and then physically pushing him around their circle. There were about 20 soldiers in the circle. In the blistering heat, the man was looking like he was going to faint. My dad could stand the abuse no longer. He stepped into the middle of the circle and beside the Egyptian man. He shouted out, "The next one who wants to push him around has to push me too." He continued, "The war is hardly over, and here is you worse than the Gestapo. They did it for a cause, you're doing it just for fun." They turned away muttering, "That Scotsman." But they turned away in their guilt, and my dad said to the man, "I think you should get back into your boat kind of quickly." Recently I was in Israel, and I did a similar thing to stop youths abusing a donkey. When my ministerial tour party heard what I had done, they thought I was daft and reckless. Even although that morning at our daily devotions, we'd been reading all about the Good Samaritan. So I said to them, "Do we really believe all this stuff that we preach or not? Do we actually practice what we believe about the Good Samaritan?"